Hello, everyone. This is take three of the My Balls Itch podcast, Minnesota tea review, blah, 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 blah. Look, I did an entire episode yesterday. It didn't go so well. It was the most horrible episode I've ever done. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror for at least a day. And I thought I'd try again today. Luckily, the tea that I'm drinking comes in a big-ass 64-ounce bottle. So I had some extra. I left it in my car because I forgot to bring it inside. I left it in my car, and here I am in the garage, in the garage, as they call it, in the Gallen region. Wait, Galar region. Sorry, I'm playing Pokemon Sword. It's like they're in the Galar region. They're all British. They're all British in all London, you know, English, or whatever the fuck. I could have swore Pokemon X was like, you know, British themed. Was it not? You had barons and whatnot. Maybe that's French. Was it French themed? I'm not sure. German themed? Maybe it was German. There's a lot of like, you know, a lot of like uppity types that you battle against. And you get to use a sword Pokemon. That was a good game. I gotta play that one again. I'll tell you what right now, before we get into the tea review. This Pokemon, let me drink some tea first, and then we'll do the Pokemon shit, and we'll talk some other shit maybe, but right now it's really hot in this garage. I could easily drive outside underneath a tree, but then it's really hot outside. It's been raining, and now it's not raining, and it's super humid, and it just, fuck Texas weather, right? Fuck you, Texas weather, fuck you. Okay, let me take a gulp of this tea, and then I'll let you know what I'm drinking. I'm drinking it like no straw, just a cup of ice, the way Grandma intended. You try to bring a straw. Hey, Grandma, you got a straw?
What, you little shit? I ain't got a straw. What the fuck's wrong with you, you little bitch?
Ooh, that car horn almost bleeped out my bitch, but now I'm saying bitch. Alan, you ruined everything. Oh. I'm sorry, it's really hard to do a fucking podcast when it's 100 degrees in this goddamn car. And I got machinery whirring all around me. And the air is just filled with dust and soot and all kinds of shit. There's a box right to my left. It just says danger, hot. Like, with no shit. I need to find a new place to do this, man. A couple episodes ago, I did one outside. I was, I think it was the last episode where I was talking about Goku not being raped. By Chi-Chi. It was a beautiful day, though. I mean, I... These days come and go. If you guys live in Texas, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't live in Texas... Alright, cool. But... Yeah, everyone heard about that cold snap where everything froze and people died and shit. That lasted a week. That following week, it was hot as fuck. Everyone's wearing shorts. You're slapping your neck because of mosquitoes. It's so fucking stupid. I was supposed to go to the river and chill with Fozzie Bear and the crew. But then it started raining. Heavy. Flash flood warnings. I bought a little floaty. I was like, what the fuck? I got an ice chest. I got a floaty. I'm ready to plow. And then it starts fucking raining. We couldn't even go. I had to stay home and play Pokemon fucking Galar region. It was fine. I mean, I just bought the game. I'm having fun. You know. I got a crush on one of the trainers, the fighting trainer. Leia? I don't know, she's got a little haircut. I don't know how old she is. These characters, they all look like they're children, but they all look like they're adults at the same time. It's a really weird art style. I guess you could tell which ones are the adults because they have smaller heads. But, you know, that's anime for you, right? They always make it weird. But she seems older. She seems older than the goth girl. I'm not trying to get on the goth girl. She's cool. But, you know, it's all about the fighter girl, the fighter trainer. I don't know, she's always punching. Anyway, oh god, Alan, you're being a fucking... You're creeping out everyone. They're gonna turn this shit off, man. Just hurry up and get to the tea review. Okay. Let me drink this watered down tea. I knew I should have got more ice. Fuck me. God damn it. what I should have done was grab this jug of tea that I got and stuffed it in the fridge when I clocked into this morning. Ah, oh, man, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know what I mean? Today I'm drinking HEB brand Texas Style Iced Tea, lemon flavor. Because I'll tell you what, I've tried HEB tea before. It's always that other shit. They have two different kinds. If you know what you're getting, you know what you're getting. It's, there's the stuff you see in the refrigerated area. It's these big jugs of tea. Usually they have a handle, or it's like weird, like, I don't know, crystal shaped or whatever. I can't describe shit right now. But it's HEB brand. And then you got this stuff. It's got a little label on it. It's got leaves. And it's got a wooden board. And it's Texas style. Lemon tea made with pure cane sugar. No certified synthetic colors. No high fructose corn syrup. Tejalado Endulzado. 64 ounce. This is a lot of tea for like $1.60. You know, you get a good deal. Like, this whole entire bottle that I'm holding in my hand is like half the price of, you know, most of the teas that I've drank on this series. It's a good deal. And let me tell you what. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. All you need to impress my little ass, my little brown smoky ass, is just throw in some black tea, throw in some sugar if you want, some lemon, a little pinch of lemon, and boom. And water, whatever. Obviously water. But here, let me read the shtick in the back. HEB Texas Style Iced Tea with lemon flavor is real brewed premium black tea, sweetened with pure cane sugar and a hint of lemon for some homemade refreshing taste Texans love. And it's got a little Charles Butt autograph on the bottom, 100% guarantee promise, plastic recycle, blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go. This is the part that everyone really nuts over. You know, unzip your pants. This is the ingredients, y'all. We got some water, cane sugar, black tea, citric acid, and natural flavor. None of that ascorbic shit. It's just citric acid and natural flavor. Made with pride and care for HEB, San Antonio, Texas. They make this shit here. Dude, sign me up. Forget being a janitor. I want to go work at wherever they make this tea. Dude, imagine coming home every day and saying, what'd you do, honey? I was just at work making some badass tea. Some lemon flavored tea. And I explained this 2 episodes ago, which is really no episode ago because I deleted them because it was very offensive and I pissed myself off. I'm telling you that this is great. You ever say something, and you know, something bad in life and you're like, man, I wish I could take that back. I'd do anything to not say that, what I just said, and you can do that with podcasting, and it's very lovely. You can just go back and delete it, and boom, bada bing, bada boom, Bob's your uncle. No one's going to ever hear you say those words. Why? I was trying to be edgy, and that's what happened. I was trying to be edgy, and I was making fun of people that say certain words, and it wasn't funny. And this episode, I'm probably going to keep it, but it's not funny either, but whatever, not everyone starts off good, you know? Like how many of the great podcasters out there, the great singers, movie actors, you name it, artists, whatever. Nobody starts off great. I'm just saying. But yeah, this is a pretty good tea. I've been getting the unsweet tea from the refrigerated aisle. And I'll pour a glass. And it's refreshing, it's good. And I thought about reviewing that one for the podcast, but if I HEB is being represented right now. It's like Snapple. It's like all the other flavors. It's like all the other brands. I thought it'd be fair to just have one tea to represent the different products. And I thought, well, maybe H-E-B, I'll grab this one, Texas style, because I'm from Texas. I like Texas style things. Texas style chicken, Texas style ribs, Texas style, dancers, rock music, cheerleaders. I mean, you name it. I'm just saying, you gotta. Sometimes I'm not proud to be in Texas, but most of the time I am proud to be a Texan. I don't know why. I'm just, it's nice, especially when we got good tea. I don't think you'll find this tea anywhere else. I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm just saying, who else makes some badass sweet tea in a bottle with some lemon? And then, I don't know. I honestly don't think you'll find any good tea out there. Everyone's just drinking Brisk, but that shit sucks. And I'm gonna go out on a limb right now and say this sweet tea with lemon from H-E-B, Texas style. I'm struggling to hold the bottle. It's so big. It's a 64-ounce bottle. You got $2 in your pocket? Boom. I mean, that one Mexican dude, you skateboard and singing Fleetwood Mac. I mean, screw that. Cranberry juice? Whatever. Get out of here. I'm going to be on my... what would I be writing on? A bird scooter. I don't know. I can't ride things. I'll ride your mama. Oh, God damn it, Alan. It tastes like Brisk tea. That's what I was gonna say. It tastes like Brisk tea from back in the day, before they gone done fucked up and changed their shit. That's what it reminds me of, at least. You're on a road trip, and you know your mom and pop or whoever, you know, they don't want to buy you soda, but they buy you tea because they figure, hey, it's healthy, right? It's tea. Everyone assumes tea is healthier than soda, but they forget about the fact that this bottle right here is 82% sugar. There's a lot of fucking sugar in here. And 15% carbs. It's not a healthy drink, by any means. I never said this was healthy. Some of the other teas on this Tournament of Power, that they're a lot healthier, they're cleaner, and for that reason, I prefer those if I'm gonna be binging and shit. But this tea right here is in the world of sweet lemon teas that'll, like, you can just open up a bottle and just pour over some cold ice and just. You've had a long day, and you just want something sweet. Maybe you're watching a movie with a honey, and or maybe you like to go to Bill Miller's and you like sweet tea. A lot of people like sweet tea, and that's the thing I got to remember. You know, I see the memes all the time on Facebook and everywhere. It's sacrilege to order unsweet tea, and I usually get sweet tea. It's very rare that I go out and I get unsweet tea. Only reason I get unsweet is if I'm, maybe if I see it in a bottle somewhere. I'm making it at home and I'm like, you know what? I don't have any sugar. Let's see what happens if I just... But usually either me or somebody at the restaurant or somebody wherever that's making the tea, they'll fuck it up. And it's the sugar that, like, kind of saves it, you know? So you're always depending on the sugar or the lemon flavor or anything like that. So it always, pricks my tail up or makes my balls wiggle or whatever the fucking saying is. It gets me excited when I see a bottle of tea unsweetened from a company and they make it taste really good. And it's like, it doesn't need sugar, doesn't need any flavoring, it's just good tea. And that's why I dig it. That's why I dig a nice bottle of unsweet tea. But usually, if I'm out and about, you want something refreshing, you want something sweet, you want something that'll make you feel good. So you get a bottle of this stuff. So I'm just saying, if you're out and you want a bottle of tea, and you don't want Arizona, and you don't want Snap, and you don't want to go to Bill Miller's or whatever the fuck, and you don't want to, what else is out there? I don't know. If you're at H-E-B, and look, I get it. I work for H-E-B. I'm not plugging my own company here. They're not paying me for this. I mean, I guess I'm at work, so I'm kind of getting paid, but I'm on my lunch break, so I'm not getting paid. I'm literally not getting paid right now. H-E-B, Texas style iced tea lemon. It's good stuff. 5 out of 5. There, you happy? I like it. It's got a nice lemon flavor. It's coming in the mouth. Ew, that sounded wrong. It's dancing. It's doing some dance moves. It's like Soul Train. This tea reminds me of Soul Train. It's all your favorite dancers. All your favorite people. It's like the episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they go to Soul Train. That's what this reminds me of. It's all your favorite characters, all your friends that you've grown to love. And they're coming in and they're dancing. And everyone's on the side, you know, dancing and hyping them up. And then that final tea flavor. It's not just lemon, it's not just sugar. You can still taste the tea. And that tea is Jeffrey in that black and silver disco stew getup with the sunglasses. He's just coming out, doing some moves, pointing at people. That's what this tea is. And you got Carlton doing the Michael Jackson shit and jumping off the stage and doing the splits. It's a good episode. And this is a good tea. Yeah. Got some messages on my thing there? Okay. So anywho, take that to the bank. So yeah, I've been playing Pokemon. I'm back on that thing. Everyone's playing Pokemon Go, and they stopped playing Pokemon Go, and all no one's playing Pokemon. So I got my Switch, right? Everyone knows I got my Switch. Everyone in the world knows I got my Switch. Yeah, I finally decided, look, I was going to be taking the bus, right? I was going to go on a big trip to the river, which got canceled. I needed something to I needed something to play. I didn't anticipate on me driving more, and I didn't anticipate on us not going to the river. But I still got myself some good old-fashioned Pokemon game for my Switch, so I've been playing that. I got my crew together. I can't tell if I'm beating it or not. I'm wiping out these trainers like nothing. You know, my crew is already in their 60s. You know, I got my Cinderace, you know, a little fire bunny. He's all grown up now. He's kicking fireballs at people, doing some Liu Kang shit. I got waifu, the Serena. She's a plant Pokemon. She's got these big old leg boots and big old hips. And her little flower petal hair, she's just like, she's just looking good, you know. I tell you what, I'm not a furry, but if there's a, what would it be, a planty? If I'm into plant women, I don't know. It's a, but no. Jokes aside, she's pretty cool. She's dope. She kicks ass and she looks good while doing it. I taught her the acrobatics move. She does some Dragon Ball Z shit. Attacks you from all angles. It's really cool. Got my octopus guy. I think it's Octolok or whatever his name is. He's a fighting octopus type Pokemon. He's pretty dope. My boy Jolteon. Jolt. Of course. I gotta have a Jolteon on my team. And, Corviknight. He's my bird Pokemon. I usually have a bird on my squad, and this one is Corviknight. Dude, I found him as a little bird. A little blue bird, blue and red or whatever. He looked cool. I didn't know he was going to turn into one of the most metal-ass Pokemon in the entire series. I mean, he grows up. It takes a while, but he finally grows up. He's like this giant black steel eagle thing. He looks like some Judas Priest screaming for vengeance shit. Like, it's badass. And he's got all the flight moves. And he does all the steel moves. He's got steel wing. He'll cut you in half with his wing. Hurricanes your ass. It's pretty tight. And, who else do I have? I got one more guy. Oh, it's like some dragon guy. He's, I forget his name. You know, I always end up with some weird Godzilla-looking-ass Pokemon that they grew up to be dragon types, but they're just, I can never remember their names. He starts off as Axu, and then he turns into Fracture. And then he turns into something I forget the name of, but come on, Pokemon guys, you gotta come up with better names, man. You can't keep coming up with these names that nobody could pronounce. How do you expect these little children to say, oh, I got a cool Leafamon or whatever? But no, they gotta be some stupid friendship. Oh, I got a Kalavashamnashamdashavala. Like, come on, man. I know you're running out of designs and you're running out of names, but just, you gotta make this shit easy, man. You gotta understand, there's like 1,000 of these guys now. Can't remember them all. I've been playing the game for like, I don't know how many hours now, and a trainer would throw out a fucking dude, and I still don't know who it is. You can't remember all these names. For all you people out there shaking your head, thinking, you don't know all the names? Like, you know, whatever. Fuck off, man. I can't remember these fucking Pokemon names. Corvisor? I don't know their names. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't get it. But it's still cool. I'm still hyped. It's still addicting. I finally got a charger for my 3DS. I'm going to start playing that shit again. I might just get into the older Pokemons. Because as much as I'm digging this one, it's a lot of hand-holding. It's too easy. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm already almost... I'm about to fight that Leon asshole. The champion of the world. He's like, everyone's sucking his dick. I'm like, no, I'm going to take him down. And everyone's going to be like, oh, cool, Alan's a hero. But... And then that fucking... Rose guy, he's up to no good. I don't know what he's going to do. I got to stop his ass. So, I don't know. But I want to go back to the older games, and maybe by then I'll learn all these fucking Pokemon's names, and I'll be able to talk Pokemon with someone. I'm going to talk Pokemon with someone right now, and they're going to say, oh, did you know about Enchantraptor? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Stop what you're doing right there. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop it. Oh, well, you know a fairy type is weak. I don't know what a fairy type is weak against. I always gotta look it up. I gotta look at my phone. I feel like an old man. I don't know these things. There's like 50 types now. Back in my day, we only had like 6 types. Ah. It's very confusing. All right, guys, I gotta go. Thanks for listening to my Pokemon rant / tea review. Once again, HEB, Texas Style Iced Tea, lemon flavor, 5 out of 5. I'm gonna go clean some toilets. Peace.